Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, L'chvod Shovavim, time of Al Pi L'Mekubalim. We learn about Inyanei Tahara, purity. So we'd like to discuss the Inyan of Keter. Crown. As we'll see in a moment, and this year should be a special schuz for Rabbi Yoni Maras Yechli Nishmas Maras Esther Basar Shmuel. Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvir Ugan Zisha ben Rabbi Yosef. And this is based on the Sefer Shari Yosher with a Vav and the Yosher. Not to be confused with the Sefer of Marena Rabbeinu Reb Shimon Zatzal. This was written by a Sfardi Talmud Chacham, a very great Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik. Rav Asher Chananya Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. Nishalti b'ishe shenafala ha-devik shemadbik et ha-keter l'shen ba-keter nishar adayin tafutz b'shen ha-adei vakum. Aval no fel midei pa me-ha-shen v'nitan lo-tzio lechzero l'shen b'yad b'kalut. Tzor ha-lecha l'ofe she-yachzor v'yadbik ota. V'shachav et ha-blak sh-ha-keter ha-yamunach b'shen v'lanin ba'ala. So a woman asked the glue that connected a crown on her tooth to the tooth fell off. And it was still connected to the tooth, but it was easy to take off and put back on. It was holding onto the tooth through a vacuum. That's how it would stay connected, but there was no more glue. And from time to time it fell. And when this crown was connected to her tooth, she went to mikveh. She didn't realize, and she was with her husband. And now she's wondering if she has to be tovel again. So Rav Chananya has great bekiyus. V'stimo v'ketel zmanin echelko achronim yesh etimot al ritiya. Some people compare a temporary filling or a temporary crown to a bandage. And just like a bandage, even though the person wants it there for a fua, it's still a chatzitza. So the same applies to a crown and a cavity, a temporary cavity. Even though the person wants them there for a fua, it's still considered a chatzitza. So writes the Avni Nezer Yoredei Reitz Samach Beis. Chut Hashani. In page 309, Shuvas van Haggis, Rav Sternbach, page 270 in the Ha'ara, in the third volume, in the name of the Chazon Ish. And other people did not compare it to a bandage for a number of reasons. Number one, since the person wants the cut tooth always to be covered with this cavity or the crown, even though they want to change the cavity in the crown, it's only temporary. Nevertheless, that's enough that it's not considered a chatzitza. The person's not makpid, but the person wants it there. So Rav Meir Rikin Nimra Yosher Chelik Beis Kofayin Gimel the Meir Shaman Chelik Aleph Simen Zayin Rav Pisvi Pesach Frank in the Heart Svi Yoredeh Kof Samach Tes Rav Moshe Yoredeh Chelik Aleph Simen Zadi Zayin and Av Gimel. Number two, Chazal were made Gzeira B'miyur HaMakvid, that's Dafka B'makpedis L'Dorvashi Yizdamin L'Bacholeis K'mo Tabas B'Lisha. Chazal were goes there on a miyud hamakbid, that's only something that she's always makbid on, like a ring on her finger when she is kneading dough. But something that has a set time that she's not makbid on it, that's not considered a chatzitza. So says the Igros Moshe. So here also, it only has a set time where she's not makbid on it, meaning now, so it's not a chatzitza. Another sniff lakula is that a stima that's in the chavala peh, in the mouth, and it doesn't stick out from the tooth, ve'ena boletet bashen, we can combine the opinion of the Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Mein Yida and the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo that the chalal hashen, the place where the tooth is considered a makom balua. And it's considered a swallowed up place, and it doesn't have to be roi l'biyasmayim, fitting that water should go there. Also, there's the svara of the Sholem Meshiv that kevan sheba l'stom davar ha-satum bateva v'rotzeh sheyeh satum eino chotzeitz. Normally, the place of the tooth is satum. So you're trying to be soisem, you're trying to seal off something that anyway is sealed off naturally. That's not a chatzitza. Shirei Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner, page 318. Another reason, since it's mechor b'legufa, it's connected to her body, can only be removed by a doctor, it's batal to her guf, it's considered part of her guf. So writes the Yehuda Yalev, Yehuda Asad, Yerodes, and Reish Chavtes. Other sources are Shamsim and Ayin Ches. And according to this reason, it would appear that it has to be connected to her body for a certain period of time in order that it should be misbatel to her body. Some say 30 days, some say 7 days. Rav Yoav Weingarten in the Chalkas Yoav in the first volume writes in Siman Lamed that it's enough 7 days. Others say 30. But that's going to be the minimum. Either it's there for 30 days or 7 days. Quotes a whole slew of poskim here. Chalkas Yankiv and the Nitpas Mechadash and Yorodea Kufei Kuvov, Shirei Shevet HaLevi, the Minchas Yitzchak, all the famous contemporary poskim of Yitzchak Weiss. Mishma Savram, page 132, in the name of Shlomo Zalman, Shari Tvil, in the name of Rav Yoshiv, Sefer Badi HaShulchan, Yisod HaTaira, Odar Be'achronim. So some say again 7 days, some say 30 days. So we had reasons for kula, the earlier reasons we gave, that the person always wants it to be satum. So even though now it's only temporary, but since the person always wants it to be satum, it's enough. And here this is man kavur, she's not makbid on it. On the other hand, there are people who will remove this temporary, if we're talking about a temporary crown, some people remove it when they brush their teeth or something, or they're eating something sticky because they don't want it to get lost. So if that's true, then it becomes a lot more of a problem. And the idea that the keter is not bolet, doesn't protrude, doesn't stick out, protrude, so the keter does protrude, so therefore it shouldn't be considered balua. And it also isn't coming listom as asasim b'teva, to seal off what's naturally sealed off. It's adding on to what's naturally sealed off. So if it's removed, then the person runs into problems. If the person takes out the crown, I know I've had many temporary crowns as we speak. I have one in and I've never actually removed it, but that's because it's davuk. It's nice and sealed in there. If it weren't, I don't know what would happen. The Rama writes, Kuf Tzadi Ches, U'me'ach she'kvar nagu lita l'tziporna'im afilim tziporna'ch anisha b'yada v'tav l'tzicha tefila Acheres v'chei noyegin. B'shach sham hebel tshuvas mar levlin the kevin shenu bidin al chumra im lanim bayla lot zarech lachzor v'litbol shel hotzi laz al bilasa. So the Rama writes, since the minig is to cut the nails, if she doesn't, she has to be tovel again. But the shach brings from the tshuvas marah milublin that since it's not midin, it's only a chumrah. If she's with her husband, she doesn't have to be tovel again because it's motzi laz on the first bia that it wasn't a good bia, that it was she wasn't pure. If she's planning to cut it off, it's a katzitza. It's a katzitza, even if it doesn't have dirt in it, and that's why he's naita lahachmir shetachzor v'titzvah afilu belanim baila. The Ravan says even if she slept with her husband, she should be tovelus again. Fiza yanirali sheim betziporin shel das rov kuchol apoyskin lahavei katzitza. So if in the nail case, where most poskim hold that it's not going to be a chatzitza, but nevertheless the shach was choshish for the ravan that it is a chatzitza, she has to be toivel again. So here we have a number of tzadim that she should be toivel again. So therefore, it would be kedai for her to go to mikveh again. In our case of the stima, the keter zmani that isn't sealed anymore to her mouth. And if it's a temporary filling and it just stays in there, so then the various svaris that we said would apply. It's so same what's nistam b'teva, and it's not boletet, it doesn't protrude, and she wants it to be there forever. So there you would have more reason to be mekel. But I'm talking about a temporary crown which isn't properly connected, so that might require another tevila. For risi misha dima nidon nidan l'stima shem mitnadnedet. So some wanted to compare this to a loose filling. But the poskim say a loose filling isn't a chatzitza. So here also it's like a loose filling, but Harav Chananya says, he doesn't say who, because he's a tzaddik. He doesn't want to be explicitly on this, whoever it was that said it. But he says it's not compared to that. There you can only remove it with a doctor, and it still has a toyeles, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. We had a whole shir on the loose tooth. We saw a tshuva from the Heilige Chabiner. אבל בנידון דידן, זה אינו מחובר, יכולה להוציאו בידה, יש לומר דחוצץ. But here she can remove with her hand, maybe it is a חציצה. ואולי הנחל לירני עשתה את ידים ומוציאה את הקטר בזמן שאוכלת דבר דביק. So להלוכה, if when she eats something sticky, she removes it, or when she brushes her teeth, she removes it, it's a חציצה. And even if she had already been with her husband, she should be toivel again. But if she's not makbid to take it out, maybe if she was already with her husband, she doesn't have to be toivel again, not to be moitzi laz on the first biyah. Otherwise, she should be toivel again if she hasn't yet been with her husband. Adinam ha'olim, I like when poskim do this. They write halacha lemaisa after all the pilpulim and the sources. So let's just get the bottom line. What's the halacha? Stima v'ketels manim b'shen yeshamim sharakim asim lelamid yomim em chotetzim yeshamim shusim lezayin yomim em chotetzim yeshamim feels lepachot mizayin yomim im efshar lotziam la'idei rofei enam chotetzim. So a temporary crown and temporary filling. Some say it has to be 30 days for not to be a chatzitza. Some say 7 days. Some say even less than 7 days if you need a doctor and you need a dentist to remove it. stima v'keter mitnadindim, shesh them a toilet l'shein if they're shaky, but they still have a toilet for the tooth, and you can only remove it with a doctor, with a dentist, so they're not chotzeitz. And if you have this keter that the glue, whatever it is that connected it to the tooth, fell off, and it's a dain tafusa ade vacuum, but from time to time it falls off. If she's makbit to take it out, sometimes it's considered a chatzitza. And even if she was with her husband, she should be tabel again. And if not, if she doesn't take it out, or if she was already with her husband, then it could be makel. No, Baruch Hashem, amadnu od halacha chashuva b'inyanei tarat Yisrael, v'hi ratzon shenizkeh tamid lalechet b'darkei Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully we will continue our series. Shalom, shalom.